You will hear part of a lecture about tourism in the leisure industry. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. In the exam, you would have 40 seconds to look at the questions. Pause the recording for 40 seconds now. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
In today's lecture, we'll begin with an overview of the impact of tourism on the societies and cultures of the host area. Then we'll look at some case studies. One model for the socio-cultural impact of tourism has been provided by Doxey. You'll find a reference in your reading list. He called his model the IRIDEX. That's a contraction of Irritation Index, and it attempts to show how the attitudes of local people to tourists and tourism change over the years. Doxey identifies 4 stages. He calls the first stage euphoria, happiness, because initially the tourists are regarded as a novelty, and because of this, they're welcomed by everyone in the host area. But as well as that, there's another reason for the people in the host community to welcome tourists. Local people realize that tourism brings scope for economic benefits. As tourist development begins to increase, however, local interest in the visitors becomes sectionalized. That means that some sections of the local population become involved with tourists, while others don't. And it is increasingly the case that commercial rather than social factors are influencing relationships between tourists and the host community. People are less interested in the tourists for their own sake. Doxey calls this stage apathy. If development continues to increase, apathy may change to annoyance. What's causing this? Well, development of the tourist area may start to spiral up out of control, and this is often accompanied by congestion, which is going to make life difficult for local people. So the policymakers, the government, the local authorities and so on, provide more infrastructure for the area, more roads, more car parks and so on, to try to help cope with the influx of tourists. But the lives of the local people are made increasingly difficult, and in the final stage of the model, annoyance has turned to antagonism and open hostility to the tourists. And now, all the detrimental changes to lifestyles in the host area are, fairly or unfairly, seen as due to the tourists.